see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon on this 6th of February, 2014. Oh, we got Valentine's Day coming up, isn't it? Yeah, I know. I hate to be a party pooper. But y'all got to know. That's how I see it. Valentine's Day is pagan. The things that happen on Valentine's Day, it's going to cool your blood. I don't enjoy doing all this because it destroys my perception of what I've had myself. I'm not away from this. I'm with y'all. But I gotta stay with the truth. I have to. The 14th of Valentine, 14th February, I got time. And certainly the no-no is Easter. Easter is so pagan, it's not even funny. Family, I'm not a pagan. I am not anti-God. I am pro-Jesus Christ, pro-God, pro-Holy Spirit. But family, we are being deceived. Now, y'all get mad at me if you want to about that, but it's not my fault. I'm in the same world that you all are. But the information I seek after, fast and furious, and I do it without having any allegiance to anything on this world. I don't want allegiance to this world. I do not want it. Because the world is going away. It's going to be replaced by supernatural. Now, if you don't believe in God, I can't help you there. You know, I can just witness for him. I can tell you I do believe in him. The evidence is there. And it's a personal choice, you know, I guess, along those lines. But then if you don't, it would behoove you to ask the question, why are we here? How did we get here? Because if you're wrong and you're thinking that you can create your own universe, well, you can go on and try if you want to. I just don't think you're going to do it. If you can create your own rules, you can go ahead and try to, but I don't think they're going to work. Nobody's done it in the history of man yet. I don't know anybody right now is going to. You know, our thoughts and our beliefs don't make up our reality. So either believe in evolution or you don't. And if you believe in evolution on its own, that everything was created by itself, well, good luck on that one, because then you're going against every scientific principle that there is in the books, even the ones they've made up. Evolution's impossible by itself. It's not even possible. An atheist will tell you that. Evolution to create itself. Nothing creates itself. How's that work? An accident? Mutations? Mutations means it's missing something. That don't go very far. Evolution? Well, then you got to ask yourself, if evolution is correct, which evolved first, the mouth or the butt? I mean, if one, you know, really, if you really study the body to any degree, you'll see that this is not by accident. Oh, intelligent design. Aha. Oh, they got that covered, don't they? Then that brings in allowance for aliens that did it, seeded the planet. Seeded the planet. Yeah, they seeded it all right. Called the sons of God, stole the daughters of men and raped them. Created a hybrid, Nephilim. Yeah, they seeded the planet all right. But then you don't stop. Don't stop there. No. Don't stop there. You got to ask, it begs the question, who created the aliens? How come people don't ask that question? How come you four-star generals up there that's got the all these degrees that you've got and all these education at the physics and military and all this, how come you don't walk up to those Pleiadians at the deep underground military bases? Why don't you have the courage to go up and just say, well, excuse me, you know, you conceded us, right? Yes, we did seed you. Oh, okay. Oh, well, all right. Well, I have a question, big boy. Who brought you into this world? Did you create yourself? Why don't you go ask one of them when you're down there in the deep underground military bases? How much courage do you really have? Really? And then when you're down there, say real loud on the intercom system, the name Jesus Christ. Hey, watch what happens. Oh, you won't be there too long. You'll be gone pretty quick. Your family will never find your body. They won't. Because that's what will happen to you. So that should raise some kind of red flag for some of you. Why you can't say the name Jesus Christ down there. I mean, everything's kosher, right? Because these are demons you're fooling with. All of them pretending to be good, and the ones pointing out to be bad, they're all bad. It's called the dialectic. They're playing on you, taking you for fools down in the underground military bases. That's what they're doing. And they are going to kill you. When they're done with you, they will kill you. That's a promise. When they're done with you, they will kill you. That's why. Because God created everything good. Man sinned, turned it over to Satan. Satan took control then because of sin. And man had to work. Women had to give labor. Kicked out of the garden, no more fun and games. No more walking with the Creator. But separated. And then anticipation of a coming Messiah. That was the animal sacrifices in anticipation. Animal sacrifices did not save them in the Old Testament period. It was obedience. An act of obedience. But it was not a saving grace. It was awaiting the coming Messiah was the sacrifice of animals. Only Jesus Christ gives salvation, redemption of sins. When he came, down the cross. It is finished. That's it. Satan lost control. Although allowed to still influence, he no longer had control as he had before. The Jews, back then, were expecting the Savior on a white horse. Were they not? To free them. They weren't expecting this man to come on, riding in Jerusalem on a donkey. But, okay, well, we heard the rumors of him. Let's welcome him. But he didn't free them in the way they thought. But in reality, he did free them in the only way that could be freed. By his death, resurrection, and ascension, he freed them from the bondages of sin. Because without the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, mankind could never, on his own, be redeemed to God, because the wages of sin God established was death. So that tells you that God has a dim view of sin, not of his creation, but of sin itself. He doesn't hate the sinner. He hates the sin. That's why he came down here to die on the cross. That's not what they expected. They expected him to lead them against the Romans, lead them against the oppression and all this. But he comes in on a donkey. Now, why would the Son of God himself, incarnate in human flesh, come riding into Jerusalem victoriously in Bethel, I mean in Jerusalem, on a horse, a donkey? Why would Jesus do that? Why didn't he come with a horse? A lot faster, too. It wasn't because he wanted to sit lower on the ground, wasn't afraid of heights. So why did he come riding in on a donkey? Because, one reason, it was in a prophecy. Number two reason, that's why the first seal is the Antichrist that comes in on a white horse. And it's written in that way, but the white horse means he comes in peace. A bow with no arrow means he's going to win by peace. That's the first seal. Has not happened yet. Nathan Leal, Gallup down in Florida. His first seal has not been broken yet, and we're not Babylon in America. Not even remotely possible. America is not even the daughter of Babylon. Israel is, or will be. Babylon still exists, but it's hidden right now underneath the Roman Catholic Church. When the Roman Catholic Church disintegrates, as planned by the Vatican, and it will reveal the real beast. Is a New Age movement, which will be spouted off by the aliens or the fallen angels, the hierarchy, the community, the ascended masters, call themselves all kinds of nonsense names. But Jesus comes riding in on a donkey, as prophesied. That should have been a clue, but they didn't read the scrolls, the scriptures then. And that way, too, there's no way even future generations can claim that Jesus is the one on the horse coming in to save the day in the first seal. But he does. At Armageddon, he comes in on a white horse carrying a sword. That means he's coming here to fight. And it won't be but a command, one command. Mankind is not going to fight for God. God don't need mankind to fight for him. God means mankind, us, to witness the love of Jesus, his truth, to warn about hell, and to show the way after we got ourselves straightened down, to become born again. That's what he needs us for. That's what he needs humans for, not to fight his war. We've never won a war anyway. Oh, no. Oh, we haven't. No, not at all. History books are so wrong, it's not even funny. Evidence is all there. It's all coming out, too. That's really amazes me lately. They're bringing out the truth in the histories and the controlled opposition, pretending to be Americans and pretending to be Christian, or even telling the truth. Imagine that. Because they're required to reveal the truth before it happens. They're required to tell you the truth before it goes to the next phase. Seems to be all of a sudden we're inundated with truth. That should be scary, because that means we're getting closer and closer for the trumpets to blow. Actually, for the first seal to be broken. That first seal, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a second. That first seal, the man on the white horse carrying a bow but no arrow. You can't fight a war with a bow and no arrow, unless you're the Green Arrow on TV. He can. When you come in with a bow and no arrow and on a white horse to conquer and conquest, but not by force. That means there's got to be some kind of chaotic situation for us to accept this man on the white horse, this man to bring peace to the world. We have to have some sort of chaotic situation to cause everybody to want that peace. There's got to be a fake war, a fake tribulation, some kind of chaotic. When I say fake, I don't mean that this fake situation can cause a lot of death. A fake war means that war will happen, but not the second seal, the third world war with the second seal. A fake Armageddon, a fake Gog and Magog, economic worldwide crash or a pandemic or something to falsify the end times events to bring on this man in the white horse. To chase out the Illuminati, defeat the bankers, yes, get rid of the reptilian race and all that evil. Got rid of them all, yeah. Only to bring on something more evil than was before is what's going to happen. This earth and those that reject Jesus Christ, there will be judgment for every human being ever lived. There's no way escaping it. It's impossible. They're not going to have a miniseries of, well, we're going to watch the miniseries of the tribulations coming. We're going to watch it on TV. Yeah, like a Super Bowl. No, you're going to be in it if you're still here. You're going to be in it. God don't play games. God will not be mocked. The creator of this universe is dead serious, to say the least. The wages of sin is death. The only way to life is through Jesus. That's it. That's why I came here. They only had 365 prophecies of the coming Messiah. He fulfilled all of them in his life, except for the ones where he's returning and the ones of the end times events still yet to happen. One man fulfilled all the prophecies. One, just one man. Others come close. Well, not really close, but they try to. But they fail every time. There are some that even come close to fulfilling the prophecies, the 46 prophecies in the Bible about the Antichrist. Obama fulfills 19, but it's not 46. America fulfills a handful of the great Babylon, but not remotely Babylon. The daughter of Babylon is Israel, because Israel will turn her back once again against God and sign a peace covenant, confirm a peace covenant with the Antichrist yet to come. And that will open the first seal of judgment. Then the second seal will open, the third seal, the fourth seal, fifth, sixth, seventh, and the scroll will be opened. They'll take 3.5 years of Satan's wrath upon mankind. And then it's God's turn. It's called the wrath of God, the great tribulation of the last 3.5 years. 7 trumpets all total. The 7th trumpet will sound. The 200 million transhumanized army against God, against Jesus Christ's return, won't last very long. You're not going to be out there slinging swords and shooting laser beams and all that sort of thing. It'll be just Jesus Christ once again causing the transhumanized army of 200 million to fight each other, to be destroyed, and then begins the millennium. There's a lot more happens in that period of time, but that's basically what's going to happen. The last 3.5 years, the two witnesses will appear. 144,000 Jews will come out, 12,000 from each 12 tribes. Oh, I know, you have the abomination of desolation, you have the rapture, you have the earthquake, all that stuff. I mean, I'm leaving that out right now, but I give you the basic of what's going to happen. When Israel signs that, confirms that peace covenant, Daniel 9:27 with the Antichrist, the clock then begins, like a stopwatch. It starts. When a woman comes pregnant, there's no stopping it. 9 months, baby coming out. And the last 24, 48, 36, whatever hours is all labor. Man, that's wrath. But when the woman's pregnant, there's no turning back the clock. You know what month that she's going to have that baby, but you don't know the day or the hour. But you know the month. And you know that final month, that day happens, the water breaks, woo, here we go. Katie, bar the door. No, open the door, let the baby come. It's the same thing. Once the Jews confirm the peace covenant with the Antichrist, the first seal, clock starts. There you go. 7 years later, don't know the day or the hour, but Jesus Christ will return and set in Jerusalem and rule for 1,000 years. Satan will be chained. No influence of Satan until after the 1,000 years. And those nations that's raised, born, carried out through the 1,000 years of worship of Jesus and helping each other and living in peace, at the end of the 1,000 years, they've never been influenced by Satan, never had an opportunity like they do today. That's why Satan will be released for a short season to tempt the nations once more. That's never been tempted, never had the opportunity to make a decision and a choice of once again the wheat and the tares. That will be the real battle of Gog and Magog at the end of the 1,000 years, and that's in the scripture. And they will be defeated once again. And then Satan is done and over. He will be thrown into the lake of fire with all those who fought him. A new heaven, a new earth will be created. The old former gone away. A new creation. A recreation. And then beginning of eternity. But family, once that peace covenant signed, man, you're on the clock. Right now you're on the clock, because if you die tomorrow, your fate has been decided way ahead of time of the 1,000-year millennium. You understand this? If God delays this another generation, man, you're still going to die someday. And when you die that day, what are you going to do? If you have an accident, what are you going to do? If you have family members that's not saved, and you are, and they die in an accident, what are you going to do? I don't mean to bring the negative stuff up, but you got to know this is real. And when you die, there's no decision-making going on here. It's done. Your judgment has come. Then you'll be judged again. If you're born again, the judgment seat of Christ at the marriage supper of the Lamb, whenever it happens. What if you haven't died by then? Those that's alive will be carried up also. He's got it all covered. But those that are not born again, not saved through the blood of Jesus, will then experience the second judgment, which is only for those that rejected Jesus. And that is called the Great White Throne Judgment. And that judgment is for the sinners. Then their works are looked at, but you've already been sentenced to hell. The Freemasons are being lied to and told that everybody goes through the Great White Throne Judgment. Well, no, the scriptures say otherwise. So your Grand Inspector General that spouts off this nonsense, he better reread that Bible again, because God will hold him responsible for lying. We'll say, what if he doesn't know? He's responsible to know. No excuses. If he got into the Bible, the excuses has ended. And God makes sure we all know. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get started. I'm going to talk about news today, but some background of what's really going on and show you today. Well, I keep saying I'm going to show you, but God leads me certain different directions. But show you how these events are panning out that's happening today. Even the Agent Orange, they're using it on the food. They had a lot of practice in Vietnam. That's what it was used for. And the Agent Orange was used to also literally give cancer to the troops. And it worked. That was the purpose of it. And to also kill off the Vietnamese and their food crops. And now they're using it on us. It's not just the government. It's the secret societies. It's the Vatican. The Jesuits. The Illuminati. That are Roman, Italian, and German. High-level blue bloodline families. The kings and queens are the secondary. But the Roman in size. Oh, Aldo Brandini, Orsini, there's like 26 plus families. They're linked up. Listen, they're linked up. Bloodline all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. A bloodline carried forth to take the leadership of the world from one bloodline to the next. But only one DNA trait carried through of the hybrids until today. Oh, that's an amazing story. It really is. Satan's been a busy, busy boy. Because he knows his time's short. Lord, we thank you today for being able to come in the name of your Son, Jesus, Father, that we can come here and have our broadcast, Lord. We thank you for this. We thank you for the Bible studies that you allow us to have, Lord. We thank you for this network. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible, the Holy Word of God. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that talks and that dwells within us, that, Lord, to keep us straight. Father, we pray for Sherry, again, for her eyes, Lord, the wife of Brother Louis. And, Father, we pray for Michelle. We pray for Henry. Lord, we pray for these children that are being kidnapped, 1 million a year, Lord. We pray for them, that, Father, you'll protect them. Father, you know what to do. But we pray for some to be released like you did in the past here, Lord, the 16 of them. But, Father, more, especially these holidays coming up, that for them, the holidays are evil. All the holidays are evil, Lord, we know. And, Father, we pray for those being abducted to be used as sacrifice. We pray that they be released. Father, we pray most of all for the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. Father, we also pray for Thomas, that, Lord, that he'll be healed, and, Father, to give him protection. And, Father, you hear prayers already from those that's here that's praying in their silence. Lord, to answer their prayers and heal and fix and guide. Father, pray for our soldiers returning, that, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, they'll be healed. Through your restraining, Lord, that you'll put a control or you'll get rid of the effects of these drugs and microchips. And, Father, you'll silence the voices in their heads caused by technology. Father, we know the increase of witchcraft has begun because of these chemtrails, because of this scientific advancement. The supernatural influence is increasing. Father, that's why we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over ourselves, myself, our families, my family, and everything that belongs to us. And Lord, we ask you for giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven and surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break the power of all curses, these hexes, these vexes, spells, charms, and fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, and all these jinxes and potions and bewitchments, the death, the destruction, the sickness and pain, the torment they cause, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent in my way, or those praying members, family members' way, and return it and the demons to the senders right now, and back to them sevenfold, and Father, to bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we ask you that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And so they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. That's, Father, why we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I'm doing a study right now, gathering together info, my own self right now. And I got people actually sending me stuff and they heard me talk about it, about why or how the alchemy of barium oxide, aluminum oxide, strontium barium niobate, how this aids and helps in the formation or the existence of these Nephilim that are walking among us. They are around. Certainly in Burlington, Greensboro, High Point, certain places, Asheville, North Carolina, Virginia Beach, Washington, D.C., no question about that. Certain places are worse than others. Colorado, Arizona. They have, just as in the days of Noah, they have bodies. In the days of old, the atmosphere had high concentration of barium. Nitrogen. Things got big. Real big. Even talks about in the Bible. Grapes the size that had to use hand carried on the shoulders. Whoa. That's a whole lot of grape. Dinosaurs coexisted with mankind. Scientists are so full of baloney, it's not, I don't even waste my time. 65 million years ago. Man, carbon 14 is a fraud. It's showing over and over and over. It's all a bunch of baloney. Family, I'm not a theologian. I wouldn't go to the school of theology now if they paid me to go. Because there are a bunch of liars there. I'll tell you that right off the get-go, and I'll tell you why. Because they're taught different ways to keep you from becoming born again and to keep you from living a Christian life in the right way. They're taught 33 ways, at least, oh yeah, to placate the public, to placate God's children, to make them think that they're being saved, but they're not at all. So what's going on today? Your Jimmy Swaggerts and all these come so close, but they never go over the step. They never go the next level. They're not supposed to. You see, sitting down and listening to a preaching, God don't take roles. He checks your heart. He don't take a role whether you're sitting there or not. Receiving the truth from somebody is not saving you. It's when you take that step, you actively engage in communication and repentance to God yourself. Now you got something going on. When you feel that conviction, when you feel like crying because the Holy Spirit touches you, and it's not tears of pain, it's tears of joy. It's not depression, it's exhilaration. They're taught to keep you from it. You understand, it's not an accident, it's not a mistake. They're taught this. And for goodness sakes, don't talk about the end times events. Oh, no. Because that would certainly get people up and about to communicate with the real God. Don't tell them the truth about tithing, that tithing was the Old Testament period. And the Sabbath. Oh, no, no, no. If you tell them about the Sabbath, we may not have anybody in church here. Saturday, worship services. Saturnalia, worship Satan. Sunday, worship the sun god. Holidays, every single cotton-picking holiday, every one of them, every holiday we have is based on pagan tradition. So this is how they do it. I've used this example before. You take an old moldy cake. You've had it for a long time. You don't feel like making one. But you got to have a cake to show at least, just hoping nobody eats it. Sound like a bachelor? No. So you go to Winn-Dixie or Food Lion or whatever, and you buy yourself a couple of cans of really thick, store-bought icing. Tasty icing. And a lot of it. So nobody will just eat, they just eat the icing but not the cake. And you put icing on this old cake that's a year old. That's religion. That's the church today. See, the church is not an establishment or institution. The church that Jesus was talking about was where two or more are gathered. He's among you. It's not a religion. It's not an institution. It's not four walls. It's not some preacher. Preacher's supposed to guide you there. Not talk about some political situation. It's not his business. Romans 13 tells you about that. I've talked before the 33 ways that preachers, rabbis, and priests are keeping people away from God. You've got those that are truth tellers, Quayle, Dizdar, Marzulli, these guys. Nah, they work for the Vatican. No doubt about it. Majority of those in the highest level with books and CDs and Sid Roth, it's supernatural, are working for the Illuminati or Zionists. And Zionists are not Jews. Zionist Ashkenazi are Khazars, the synagogue of Satan, which is linked up to the Roman Catholic Church. They all work together. Oh, they got their own separate agenda. That's their problem. They'll answer to the same God when he comes down and he judges them. Family is between you and God through Jesus Christ. That's it. Religion is not part of God. A Christian follows Jesus Christ. Constantine, 325 A.D., Council of Nicaea, decided, oh, they're Christians, follow Jesus. Okay, let's call it Christianity. And as long as they have Christianity, then they start infusing their own rules. You ever heard of the catechism? It gives me rheumatism. Just listen to it. Rosary beads? What's rosary beads? You got to be kidding me. Plastic beads, metal, plastic, whatever. It got nothing to do with God. And Mary is not immaculate conception. What are you talking about? Mary was the mother of Jesus. She died eventually and went to heaven. She's not divine. Blessed? Oh, yeah. Divine? No. She'll hear your prayers. But Jesus will. Through the Holy Spirit. And they're lying to millions of people. On purpose. Oh, I know I'm saying some radical stuff, aren't I? Family, I try to simplify things, and it's not easy to simplify things. I take a complicated situation, I try to simplify it. But they've got control of the churches through the 501c3. They are not to be trusted. And matter of fact, they're telling you now. They're telling you. And you know why they're telling you the controlled opposition is revealing to you that the 501c3 churches can't be trusted? Because they want you to see how worthless the churches are. They want you to see how worthless the government is. Now they're doing it. You know why? Because when you see how worthless the religion is, when you see how worthless the governments are, then you'll accept the New World Order. It's called the dialectic. They hide it, showing what evil is, and we're the church, we're good. Now they've switched it all around, haven't they? Notice that. Step back and look what they've done. They've switched everything. Good is evil, evil is good. It's all turned around backwards. Bringing people together sounds like a good thing, don't it? Why? Because war, bigotry, all that was fomented to show it's not good. But guess who did all that? Satan did. Through KKK, through Black Panthers, through Roman Catholic Church, other ways. Wars, flags, sovereignty, patriotism, all that was designed to have us fight. Since God separated us at the Tower of Babel, Satan turned it around and made people fight each other. Using all the words I've used, sovereignty, patriotism, etc. So you get tired of fighting each other. We want to come together. Okay. But see, we're never supposed to fight each other. But God divided us so mankind could not plot against him at the Tower of Babel. God divided the languages. Problem is, Satan used that to foment wars and hate instead of caring for each other. So that makes everybody want to come together, not only politically, socially, and otherwise, but biologically. And that falls exactly in their plan. And I may have new listeners, so if my old listeners will bear with me here a second, I will tell you with evidence of what I'm talking about. Documented. William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America. Not a well-known book, but it's right on target. 1955. The purpose of the internationalist, quote, is to convince the people of the nations who will still consider themselves free that a one-world government is the only solution to their many problems. The United Nations organization is being used for this purpose. The communist dictators are being lured toward their destruction with the bait of peaceful coexistence. But will they swallow the bait? Well, they did. But that's not just it. The Illuminati hold the free world in economic bondage, and their agent tour dictate the government's policies because you foolishly acknowledge that we owe them the astronomical sums they claim is our national debt. Family for Us is established in 1789, 1859, 1929, as opposed to end 1999, but it didn't. Because guess what? God's in control. When are they going to learn? I'm not done. Because after the nations, quote, have been merged into an international state, that's a new world order. They intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the universe. What the public, quote, must never forget, and they must keep reminding their elected representatives, chuckle, chuckle, of the fact that the leaders of the communism or atheistic materialist, the leaders of the Illuminati, believe that Satan is the all-powerful supernatural force. The Illuminati intend to use atheistic communism, Zionism, internationalism, and all other isms up to a certain point. But when the nations have been merged into an international state, the directors then intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the universe. Now, to add to that, I know from research that the Roman Catholic Church, to encompass and control the descendants of Ishmael, those that rejected Roman Catholicism before the 6th century, the Vatican created the religion of Islam from nothing. They created it to control those children of Ishmael, those descendants of Ishmael that rejected Roman Catholicism. They created a religion they could control them with. They created Islam. Later, Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, was born into the bloodline, same bloodline as King Edward IV, which makes him a descendant of Queen Elizabeth II. Oh, ain't that something? By his marriage, King Edward IV, marriage into the Muslim kings of Spain and Portugal. Castile, to be exact. Isn't that a hoot? And the Roman Catholic Church, after, ironically enough, Muhammad the prophet, Muhammad's mother died when he was 6 years old. He was just out of his mother's matrix, by the way, which is from 1 year old to five. His mother died at six. At 6 years old, he was taken in by a Roman Catholic Arab, his uncle, grandfather, and raised him. And from then on, he was raised by the Roman Catholic Church. Yeah, buddy. Till he was 25 years old. With Islam as his background. And guess who he married? Arranged marriage with Khwajana, they call her. A wealthy Arab widow who was raised in a convent after the death of her husband. And she was 40 years old. He was 25 when he married her. A little bit of mother worship there, would you say? The Arabs that know this are proud to say that Muhammad the prophet is in the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth. Oh, yeah. I'm not done. When they've got this Illuminati king, Despot of the universe, quote, the agentur of the Illuminati will next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black and the red and the yellow and white races together into one culture. This experiment has already been carried out on a large scale. Dr. Brock Chisholm has advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that by, quote, mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear, unquote. So he creates racial problems at the first, since 1712 in America, to make sure there's a division in the races, chaos to bring order. Now, Brock Chisholm, that boy's not done. Because in 1946, 1948, he was the director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He expressed a typical globalist view when he stated after 1946, World War II is over. He stated, I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. In 1946 is when it began. He's even got family members still in the Illuminati. I think Penny Chisholm or something or another. That's something else, isn't it? Isn't that a hoot? As they say down home. Oh, wait a minute, I am down home. As they say here. And then when they've done this, quote, the next step in the diabolical plan would be to render the masses, that's us, docile and obedient to their masters. And this is to be accomplished by mass medication. Experiments along these lines have been conducted extensively since the year 1900 AD, as was told previously. Fluoridation fits perfectly in this phase of the conspiracy, unquote. And they've done it. If you all would take the time and look up the October issue of National Geographic called Changing Faces of America, you will see that they have, in fact, accomplished the American experiment. America has always been, since exactly the year 1425 till now, on a long-term planning process to become the melting pot of the world, specifically the New Atlantis, as formulated in the 16th century by Sir Francis Bacon, another bloodline member of Queen Elizabeth I and Dudley. They tried to hide that bloodline. He was channeled by the fallen angels to design the New Atlantis in the North American continent. The Rosicrucians come into play here. Oh, Rosicrucians. Did I say Rosicrucians? I did say Rosicrucians. Oh, I got something about the Rosicrucians you might want to know. Rosicrucians go back thousands of years. About man to become a god. Genesis 3:2-2. Well, I've been saying all along that most all of your political leaders today, the ones that's living anyway, are all either Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rosicrucians, are subjugated and are keeping their mouths shut or they'll die. Well, in the process of going over this, I've told you that Ron Paul, for example, among many, but Ron Paul is specifically a Rosicrucian and always has been. I mean, after all, Jerry Boykin, general, is a Knights of Malta, which takes allegiance toward against Protestants, by the way. He lies when he tells everybody he's a patriot. It's not possible. Well, articles are coming out, yesterday, Wednesday, February 5th. Ron Paul exposed high-ranking Rosicrucian Freemason. A member of the Secret Society, operates along the same lines at Yale's University, Skull and Bones. You know the two cousins, Kerry and Bush? They're cousins, both Skull and Bones. They pretend to be mad at each other and contrary. No, it's all a lie. Dole, Romney, Cheney, they're all cousins. Family, you're being taken for fools out here. All of us have been. These people lie, man. Lie like a rug, like my sponsors. They had me fooled, man. Played me like a fiddle. And this web designer had me going for 9 months. It's not, you know, when you trust people, it's okay, though, when you're fooled because you trusted somebody. It's okay. Just as long as you recover from it. I'm up front. I'll tell you what I'm thinking right off the bat. Paul, quote, is a Freemason of the Rosicrucian Order because it's a membership. I hate these names. Lambda Chi Alpha, L-A-M-B-D-A, Chi, C-H-I, Alpha. It's one of the most secret, largest secret fraternities in North America. 197 active chapters in the United States and Canada. That's why it's never scrutinized the Alex Jones show. Because Alex Jones protects Knights of Malta and secret societies. They all support the Zionist Khazarian State of Israel. God's going to change when he brings in the real Hebrew Israelites. Israel's got a real surprise coming. They'll get rid of that Star of David and bring the menorah up like it's supposed to. Right now, they're frauds, the entire state of Israel. Hagee's another one. Family, it's time to pull the carpet. Open up the curtain. Ron Paul's mentor and friend was a fellow Lambda Chi Alpha member by the name of Richard Lindowski. It just goes on and on. Jubalon, Jabalon, Jubali. And that's some kind of stuff you eat down there in Louisiana. Jambalai? This is Jabalon. That's God's Freemasonry's God is Jabalon. They worship Lucifer. The lower levels don't know this yet. They find out later. Lambda Chi Alpha practices witchcraft, paganism, and admires the teaching of Satanist Madame Blavatsky. Ayn Rand. Total evil resides in those two women. You find most of the president's wives have been involved in the occult, most all of them. One of the worst were the Bushes and Mary Todd. Hoo-hoo, bad news. And Hillary, our new upcoming president. See, all presidents are appointed, never elected, never have been. Now, I'm telling you all some really crazy things, aren't I? But if you put the dots, connect the dots, use evidence, you'll find it's all true. Never take one person's word for anything, but you can take Jesus Christ's word, and that's King James Bible. And that's it. You see, I've always said, I'm going to move on here, but I've always said and warning the militia guys, you've been infiltrated horribly. I've been saying it for the longest time, and all the macho types that say, well, we got it in hand. Well, they're already announcing the generals that's in this despotic government we have, they're announcing to you, we need a revolution, General Valet or whatever his name is, or Boykin and Stubblebine, Bean, something, whatever, and the rest of them, Rick Joyner. We need a revolution in this country, blah, 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 so on and so on. In a despotic government, they would have them taken in a heartbeat. But you notice they're not, because they're trying to infuse revolution among the people to justify martial law once again. They want to know who's going to rise up, who's not mass medicated. Yeah, they started that in the year 1900, and Adolf Hitler, with his scientist, he was Roman Catholic, by the way, Adolf Hitler was, he studied Blavatsky also, isn't that something? He practiced on the Jews in Auschwitz and other places using fluoride. He fluoridated the water. Well, you got to experiment. Come on now. Can y'all handle the truth? When it gets too much and you turn off, go to Jesus. I can do this all day. I don't stop. Because I know they lose. All I'm trying to do is warn people. Well, death is only going to stop me. But people got to know what's going on. Proof to quote, proof to support contentions by William G. Carr to be found in the present go easy policy toward communism is 1955. In Britain, the United States, and Canada, it's likely that top level officials in these countries haven't yet decided whether to use destructive powers to remove opposition to the long range plans of the Illuminati or destroy them entirely. It is the only explanation that would even start to justify the USA, Canadian governments giving despotic powers to Eisenhower and Howell. It also explains why President Eisenhower, this is 1950s, recently offered to allow communist dictators to inspect American bases and give them the blueprint of the U.S. bases, defense plans, and establishments. The communist dictators are not stupid. They know the United States would never have made such an offer if there was the slightest possibility that they, the communist dictators, would ever be allowed to use such knowledge to their advantage. Now, from other reports I've given you all, FDR, his quote, the whole nine yards going back, this is all confirmed. That's, you won't find this other reference. I put it all together. Now, this is 1955. Quote, the increase of the world's population is to be strictly controlled on the excuse that the earth cannot feed that numbers which will result from unrestricted births, despite the fact that starvation and want are brought about by diabolical controls. Unquote. That's why the drought in the West, and while the fake rain, the fake snow we got with the sodium polyacrylate, and the barium, other things in the soil to destroy the soil in the East. That's why Soros is buying up the Midwest. Continuing, quote, the king despot, that's the Antichrist, will decide how many human beings are required to serve the state. His efficiency experts will advise him how many of each type of human being should be born. Selected males, picked for their mental and physical features, will father the human race by means of artificial insemination. Women who have been specifically selected will be used as human incubators, as they are today, by the way. Extensive experiments have already been carried out behind the Iron Curtain in this field of science for the past 37 years. Now, if you use a little bit of a calculator going on here, and you take 1950, y'all, and you minus, say, 37 years, you're talking the year 1913. And then when you really do the research, now I'm not going to get mad, I'm not going to start yelling on the air, but I'm not happy about what I'm going to tell you. But it makes me mad. that we brought over slaves in this Bible Belt in 1712 and started selectively murder, rape, hanging, lynching, as led on by Willie Lynch in How to Make Good Slaves in this Bible Belt. And there was selective breeding going on to make sure they were athletic, get rid of the weak, keep the strong, kill the strongest ones to scare the rest, divide them up by their different shades of color, by the old and young, and this is written down, this is documented in this America. You had people that helped the slaves, but you had people that followed Satan's advice and direction through the secret societies and the government. There's no replacing the government with something benevolent. There's no way possible. But the government keeps from having an anarchy. But 2 Chronicles 7:14, we've not humbled ourselves and we've not called upon God for help. You see? Well, while our founding fathers and all the others that had slaves were thinking they were slave owners, well, at the same time, beginning in 1789, they all became slaves, and we've been slaves ever since. And white folk didn't even know it till today even. But see, now they're starting to say, we're living in a tyrannical society. We got to revolt. White folk don't like that none now, do they? They want to revolt now. You see, that's what they're counting on. The blacks have been under subjugation and slavery since the day they were brought in this country. And now they're using it, reversing it, and they're trying to bring us to fight each other in order to bring peace, but to be controlled by despotic government. I know it's a bit complex, but that's what's happening. So now look at the news, in other words. And that's how I'll demonstrate it. Watch. For example, they got articles coming out the yin yang about racial instances happening in different places. Like some kid was shot by a white man. And they make sure it's in the article title. And they keep bringing it up. They go back 30 years ago about an incident that happened, and they're going to bring it out again. This is how they do it, to stir up all that hate again. Because they want a war. They want a civil war to bring peace. But their peace, they'll control. That's how they do it. Order out of chaos. That's how it's done. Now, some of these articles I collected today. Okay, I'll read that later. Okay. NSA. Watch this. Oh, boy. NSA says that the Snowden leak put soldiers at risk. Now, you'll find this article all over the place, right? As if they're concerned about the risk of our soldiers when they gave the complete specifications for a glycerol factory in Russia to be used, glycerol in Vietnam in 1966. Glycerol was used as a detonator and accounted for half, 50% of the 58,000 lives lost in Vietnam. We did it. They don't take to account Clinton's Clinton Gate working with the Chinese. Don't take into account Carter working with the Chinese and Costco, letting them in the Panama Canal to build their bases in order to bring them into this country after they bought our debt. Oh, yeah. 257 foreign trade zones. Where's Ron Paul about that? He ain't talking about it, is he? No, he won't. They're all against you. Jesus is for you. They're not talking about what I read to you all about FDR's statement. and tell about J.P. Morgan, about Andrew Woodrow Wilson and allowing the Federal Reserve Act. Didn't tell you about that. But they're worried about Snowden leaking. Snowden, working for the NSA, working for the CIA, is pretending to be a truth teller. And you know what he's for? He's to release to you information that you already know anyway to confirm it. Oh, we got credibility here. Uh-huh. Then he goes into his real purpose about the UFO nonsense. So they play this dialectic against the American people. To give him a Nobel Peace Prize, you've got to be kidding me. Then I must be able to find one in a box of Cracker Jacks. Oh, Nobel was Illuminati, by the way. So was J.P. Morgan. And Rhodes Scholarship, Cecil Rhodes, one evil individual. He was Illuminati, too. Yeah. Defense Intelligence Agency Chief Michael Flynn told the House Intelligence Committee that revelations by Edward Snowden, who's now living in Russia, has put the lives of U.S. servicemen in danger, that the Pentagon is making adjustments. What a line of garbage. The Pentagon has targeted our soldiers with suicide, Agent Orange, the Gulf War syndrome created in a laboratory. Family, this just blows me away. Bringing women to frontline units by design, knowing very well is going to tear away at the fabric of the U.S. military. Clinton bringing in, knowing very well, they're asked when they come in, before 1990s, are you homosexual? Well, I might have. Well, you can't come in. Well, NASA, don't ask, don't tell. In the long term, the plot was to bring them in and then Bush or Obama, whichever president was appointed, would then say, now it's okay to come out of the closet. And it happened. And it worked perfectly. Because you got people getting out. You got conflicts in the showers. Hello. You understand? Because there is that stigma between a straight male and a homosexual male. It's there. Can't help that. Not making judgment. It just don't work. And that's what they're counting on. To divide the United States services. Vietnam, the anti-war demonstrators, that was funded to tear down the fabric of patriotism by design. Shall I read you the quote again from Brock Chisholm? That's always been the plan. You see how this works? This is very complex. I'm trying to show you how this all comes together. In a Luciferian agenda. But you know what? They have lost. I didn't say we'll lose. They have lost already. But you as an individual must make your choices with Jesus or not. That's it. All this other agenda 21 of, oh, by the way, ISON, the flaming comet. Here it comes. Hit the sun. It must have did a right bank or something. I don't know. Maybe the so-called aliens did something to it. Oh, yeah, they probably saved mankind from being destroyed by this incoming comet. Some other such nonsense as that. Oh, here's an article. Well, before I do this article... Oh, that's what Lord wants to do. I got it. Agent Orange and napalm were produced by the Department of Defense, primarily by Monsanto Corporation and Dow Chemical. Well, la-di-da-da. Where'd that come from? Let's see what else he got to say. Getting around to it. Desert Storm, A Forgotten War. 1990-1991. August, February, August 1990, February 1991. The Clean War, where they used psychological operations and Voice the Skull, by the way. And Gofor Syndrome that was produced in a laboratory. The American firm of Hill and Knowlton orchestrated selling the war to the public. Is the largest funded PR campaign ever. And the Foreign Agents Registration Act should have been exposed, should have exposed a propaganda effort to the American people, but the Justice Department chose not to enforce it. You see, it was all a part of this. And Hill and Knowlton was paid between $12 million, as reported on 60 Minutes, and $20 million, reported on 2020, for services rendered. It just gets worse.
Kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Here comes the greatest act of war.
And left the children to die on the cold floor. I could not help but think of my nephew, who was born premature.
Now, she is the daughter of Kuwaiti's ambassador to the U.S., Saud Nasir al-Sabah.
I have died that day as well.
Though Amnesty International first reported the 312 figure, they soon retreated from the early details and now deny the entire incubator story. Spokesman Sean Stiles in London.
We spoke to well over a dozen doctors of different nationalities who had been in Kuwait at the time, and they couldn't stand the story up, and it became quite clear to us that credible medical opinion was that this didn't happen.
Officials of Middle East Watch, which also monitors human rights, were suspicious from the start. Executive Director Andrew Whitley of New York was part of a two-man investigation in Kuwait, and he doesn't mince words describing the incubator story.
Soon after we arrived in Kuwait, 2 weeks after the liberation, it became apparent that the story was a complete hoax. We were able to go around the hospitals to count the incubators and find that, possibly with one or two that had been misplaced, that none were missing. So none of the incubators were removed in the first place. Moreover, it seemed quite clear that there weren't any deaths which had been deliberately the cause of the Iraqis having gone in and stolen equipment.
It's terrifyingly effective public relations and a fantastic, incredible subversion of democracy. When you begin allowing public relations firms to set the agenda, to make the decision on whether, in a sense, to organize the debate about whether or not we're going to go to war.
That's the view of John Richard MacArthur, publisher of Harper's Magazine. He's investigated the role of propaganda in selling the Gulf War, and he's written a book about it coming out this spring. He's also explored the impact of that congressional hearing and a startling conflict of interest at the highest level.
At the time Congressman Porter and Lantos chaired the hearing on Kuwait, they also headed a private group, the Congressional Human Rights Foundation. MacArthur discovered a disturbing link between the Human Rights Foundation and the PR firm that was selling the war.
The Congressional Human Rights Foundation literally operates out of Hill and Knowlton's offices on the second floor of an office complex called Washington Harbor in Georgetown. Hill and Knowlton provides a $3,000 in-kind charitable contribution to the Congressional Human Rights Foundation in the form of a rent reduction for the office space.
The link between Hill and Knowlton and the Human Rights Foundation doesn't end there. Frank Mankiewicz, vice chairman of Hill and Knowlton, became a director of the Human Rights Foundation. And there are other interconnections.
Citizens for a Free Kuwait donated $50,000 to the Congressional Human Rights Foundation after Iraq invaded Kuwait.
Now, I was there in Kuwait when the army pulled out. I was the one that actually, I don't know, right place at the right time, call it what you want, I don't know. But 1994, in the midsummer of 94, I was asked to go over by the contractor from the State Department to set up the contract, armed contract of civilian contractors of armed security for Camp Doha. And we replaced the army. As they left, we replaced them, man for man. And I pretty much established the training program for 70 of the armed guards. And they were all former military whatever that had been contracted by a security agency, subcontracted by the State Department. So when I set it up, I was there for, I don't know, about 4 or 5 months or so. Then I left, the actual project manager and his operations manager came in and replaced me. Then I went to Saudi Arabia in 95, at the end of 95, no, February 96, after we were attacked. I also set up the contract to establish security for our advisors in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, after November 13th, 1995. So I've been over there. And they were glad they were free. But you know, for the majority of Iraqis, before I got there, the carpet bombing of civilian infrastructure, the war was evident, but it resulted in food that was not refrigerated, sewage that was not treated, water that was not purified. It sounds exactly like Kosovo. And a Harvard team projected more than 170,000 children under the 5 years of age would die in the year of 1991 from the delayed effects of the bombing. And yet they did the same darn thing in Kosovo. I was there too. So, all right. So during the Arab bombardment of the tank war, Bush and Cheney, cousins, by the way, authorized the use of massive amounts of depleted uranium for the first time in history of warfare. And incendiary bombs, MK-77s, was a napalm derivative of sort, were used by the Marines. And I was a former Marine for 12 years. I was in the Marine Corps, so I know about the military. So, they use psychological warfare on the Iraqi soldiers, voice to skull, that they're going to use on Americans and other world organizations, other world groups in the future. Cheney teamed up with G.W. Bush to go to war, and that with the Iraqis for a second time. He destroyed pretty much any evidence of prior war crimes and giving birth to terrorism. I can verify that because I know that the 10,000 Mujahideen out of Afghanistan, when the Russians pulled out back in the day, we, CIA, I say we, Americans, CIA, Iranian intelligence, Turkish intelligence, Saudi intelligence, worked together to move the 10,000 Mujahideen to Croatia and Bosnia. And you see, Milosevic was a Freemason. And Milosevic was trained in late 80s to be a banker in New York. That was the cover story. He was taken in by the CIA, trained to be a world leader and on our side. So his role was to go against the actual Mujahideen, and we brought in to start the genocide, to destroy, to balkanize Yugoslavia, get rid of the Orthodox Christians, bring in Muslims. That was our role, working with the Muslims. And the Muslims were also victims of the Vatican because of this and didn't even know it. That's why we befriended the Albanians looking for a homeland. Used that Ballet Comtar that Hitler set up in 1945. And the Albanians didn't understand, didn't realize they're being used like everybody else had been used. The Mafia, of course, works for the Vatican, CIA, State Department. It goes back to 1950. Heavy stuff, I'm telling y'all, connecting these dots. So we finally completed what Hitler started in 1945, and I told you all about that yesterday, about Tito. Well, they finally got rid. You know what the target was? All along, the target's been the Orthodox Christians, the Luciferians, of which we represent. So the idea of Srebrenica was also false. Now, you remember, those who heard me talk before, about how they made up the death camps in Croatia, Bosnia, about Penny Marshall. Now you understand how they set that up also. The UN did, and I've got an actual tape and documentary of it that you won't find too many places. I got my hands on it. I got it put away. I got copies made. Americans never saw it. I played it on the air. It's on my website on the government deception. You can actually hear the actual words of how they set up that so-called death camp in Croatia. It's a lie by the UN. It's all been set up. It's not Jews. It's Luciferians using the Vatican, using the Zionists, the fake Jews, using Irish, Scottish, English, German, Italian. All of them are Luciferian under secret societies. Call it what it is. That's where terrorism came from. Al-Qaeda could run free in Kosovo. I saw it in my own eyes. I've got photographs showing the RHIS vehicles spray painted with their insignia on the side of it. You can't get more clearer than that. Continuing. The invasion of Afghanistan was the opening salvo of the United States war on terrorism. It's all a fraud. It's where we got our drugs. The heroin came from. Besides Vietnam, South America. Operation Enduring Freedom, 2001. Kill them, they're terrorists. It's all set up by our own CIA, Mossad, MI5, MI6, a whole doggone lot of them. It goes back to FDR. It goes back to Roosevelt. It goes back to Lincoln, who finally came around. It goes back all the way to Washington. And do you, I'm not going to talk about 911. That's a given. 911 was a secret society, druid sacrifice of human beings. Wasn't anything about even Zionist. It wasn't about terrorist. It was about a secret society, Luciferian agenda. The cornerstone of the World Trade Center was put through a Masonic ritual dedication on September the 11th, 1966. A major year for re-spiritualization and occult beginnings and happenings was in 1966. On September 11th, Masonic Lodge dedicated the World Trade Center. That thing was built to come down and to be a sacrifice to open up portals to hell. And I'm not being dramatic. I'm telling you what it was for. People don't understand this.
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, 19 men armed with Cutters directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world using a satellite phone and a laptop directed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, overpowering the passengers and the military combat-trained pilots on four commercial aircraft before flying those planes wildly off course for over an hour without being molested by a single fighter interceptor. These 19 hijackers, devout religious fundamentalists who like to drink alcohol, snort cocaine, and live with pink-haired strippers, managed to knock down three buildings with two planes in New York. While in Washington, a pilot who couldn't handle a single-engine Cessna was able to fly a 757 in an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn to come exactly level with the ground, hitting the Pentagon in the budget analyst office where DOD staffers were working on the mystery of the $2.3 trillion that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had announced missing from the Pentagon's coffers in a press conference the day before, on September 10, 2001. Luckily, the news anchor knew who did it within minutes.
Osama bin Laden.
The pundits knew within hours.
Osama bin Laden.
The administration knew within the day.
Terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbored them.
And the evidence literally fell into the FBI's lap.
That a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
But for some reason, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists demanded an investigation into the greatest attack on American soil in history. That investigation was delayed, underfunded, set up to fail, a conflict of interest, and a cover-up from start to finish. It was based on testimony extracted through torture, the records of which were destroyed. It failed to mention the existence of WTC-7, Able Danger, PTEC, Sibel Edmonds, OBL and the CIA, and the drills of hijacked aircraft being flown into buildings that were being simulated at the precise same time that those events were actually happening. It was lied to by the Pentagon, the CIA, the Bush administration, and as for Bush and Cheney, well, no one knows what they told it because they testified in secret, off the record, not under oath, and behind closed doors. It didn't bother to look at who funded the attacks because that question is ultimately of little practical significance. Still, the 9/11 Commission did brilliantly, answering all of the questions the public had, except most of the victims' family members' questions, and pinned blame on all the people responsible, although no one so much as lost their job, determining the attacks were
failure of imagination.
Osama bin Laden lived in a cave fortress in the hills of Afghanistan, but somehow got away. Then he was hiding out in Tora Bora, but somehow got away. Then he lived in Abbottabad for years, taunting the most comprehensive intelligence dragnet employing the most sophisticated technology in the history of the world for a decade, releasing video after video with complete impunity and getting younger and younger as he did so, before finally being found in a daring SEAL team raid which wasn't recorded on video, in which he didn't resist or use his wife as a human shield, and in which these crack special forces operatives panicked and killed this unarmed man, supposedly the best source of intelligence about those dastardly terrorists on the entire planet. Then they dumped his body in the ocean before telling anyone about it. Then a couple dozen of that team's members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. This is the story of 9/11, brought to you by the media which told you the hard truths about
his head could be seen to move violently forward.
And
they took the babies out of incubators.
And
mobile production facilities.
You will never, ever express doubts about any part of this story to anyone. Ever. This has been a public service announcement by the friends of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, SEC, MSM, White House, NIST, and the 9/11 Commission. Because ignorance is strength.
Now, did you know that the cornerstone of the Pentagon was laid September 11th, 1941, in the cult Masonic ceremony? World Trade Center, September 11th, 1966. Masonic occult ceremony. Did you know that in 2007, David Frost had an interview with Bunir Bhutto? Bunir Bhutto was a former prime minister of Pakistan. And I'm going to play you the actual interview of David Frost and this one named Pakistan Prime Minister, Bunir Bhutto. And notice I say the year 2007.
There was one report that said that you had arranged to send President Musharraf a letter to be sent in the event of your death by assassination, urging him to investigate certain individuals in his government. Is that true?
Yes, it is true that I wrote to General Musharraf. I received information from General Musharraf that a friendly country had passed on to them the information that I could be attacked by a gang from the Afghan warlord Bethullah Massoud, or by Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden, or by the Pakistani Taliban in Islamabad, or by a group in Karachi. So I sent back a letter saying that while these groups may be used, I thought it was more important to go after the people who supported them, who organized them, who could possibly be the financiers or the organizers of the finance for those groups. And I named three individuals who I thought were their sympathizers. Now I understand that I could be wrong and my suspicions could be misplaced, but these are the people that I suspect want to stop the restoration of democracy. They want to stop my return because they know in 1993, when Pakistan was on the brink of being declared a terrorist state, I stopped the rise of terrorism, and they know that I can do it again. So I feel that these are the forces that really want to stop not just me, but the democratic process and the will of the people from triumphing.
And in terms of these three people that you mentioned, were they members of or associated with the government?
Yes, well, one of them is a very key figure in security. He's a former military officer. He's someone that has had dealings with Jaish-e-Mohammed, one of the banned groups, with Maulana Azhar, who was in an Indian jail for decapitating three British tourists and three American tourists. And he also had dealings with Umar Sheikh, the man who murdered Osama bin Laden. Now, I know that having dealing with people does not necessarily mean direct evidence, but I also know that internal security has totally collapsed in Pakistan, and that internal security cannot collapse Osama bin Laden. Now, I know that he was in an Indian jail for decapitating three British tourists and three American tourists. And he also had dealings with Umar Sheikh, the man who murdered Osama bin Laden. Now, I know that having dealings with people does not necessarily mean direct evidence, but I also know that internal security has totally collapsed in Pakistan, and that internal security cannot collapse without there being some blind eye, if not collusion, being turned to the rise of the militants and militancy. Not only are our tribal areas out of our control, but even the beautiful valley of Swat is now under takeover by Islamists. So I would like to see a Park-led police inquiry assisted by Scotland Yard or the FBI come in, use their forensic and scientific explanation to find out not only...
Now,
there was one...
Whoa. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Now I'm going to shut you all up. Okay. Bunir Bhutto was killed some months after this interview, by the way. Omar Sheikh, that's 2007. Word on the street is that he was killed in 2001 by Omar Sheikh. He died in 2001, in December. So who'd they kill? And who killed the SEAL team members that so he couldn't talk? Who killed Pat Tillman? He couldn't talk against Afghanistan. I mean, Iraq, sorry. Family, it's not about a country. It's about a Luciferian agenda with secret society members worldwide that work together. That's what it's about. Continuing.
Year after year, Saddam Hussein has gone to elaborate lengths, spent enormous sums, taking great risks to build and keep weapons of mass destruction. But why? The only possible explanation, the only possible use he could have for those weapons is to dominate, intimidate, or attack.
March of 20th, 2003 was Operation Iraqi Freedom. is an invasion that everybody knows was based on fabricated intelligence and oil. And what they're not telling you is what they had to find in those museums and the little pots that people know about. It's called Jinn, J-I-N-N. It's another story. Afghanistan, 2,165 killed, 18,230 wounded. February the 5th, 2013 were the figures. Iraq, 4,475 U.S. service members killed, 32,200 wounded. Reference Congressional Research Service. civilians, fighters, died as a result of the war in Iraq. 650,000. And the number of displaced persons, international within Iraq, external refugees, mainly in Jordan and Syria, range from estimates of 3.5 million to 5 million or more, which were directly attributable to the war as a human cost of the war in Iraq. War crimes, civilian atrocities were committed on a scale comparable to Nazi Germany. And the companies who manufactured depleted uranium include Allant Technology, Tech Systems, General Dynamics, Day and Zimmerman, StarMet Corporation, Amoco Corporation, Canada. And one hot particle of the DU material in the lungs can be ingested by breathing bomb dust. It's equivalent to a chest x-ray every hour for your life, entire life. It's impossible to remove, so the lung gradually irradiates the victim until death ensues. And our troops were put into that. It's also made a depleted uranium out of the tanks. Well, that was safe now, wasn't it? The Geneva Convention, there's 100 tanks with depleted uranium armor. Anyway, Geneva Convention considers these to be weapons of mass destruction, has asked for them to be banned. Colonel James Naughton of the U.S. Army Material Command recently told BBC that complaints about DU had no medical basis.
BBC went to Fallujah in March this year to look into the claims. It was only possible to stay there a few hours, but in that time we found large numbers of children with serious birth defects. Some had six or more fingers on each hand. Many had tumors which affected their spines. There was plenty of evidence of brain damage. Some of the cases were too dreadful for us to show. Now, a report has been published which details the results of a survey of 4,800 people in Fallujah. It indicates that cancers and other diseases and problems are significantly higher than those for the survivors of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs in 1945.
The same thing happened in Kosovo. Pretty close to the same thing. General Wesley Clark, Powder Puff Clark, a Rhodes Scholar, by the way, in Kosovo, June 1999, write it down, look it up, the general who tried to start World War III in 1999. Now, your bell should be going off about now. Remember, 1789, 70 years. 1929, 70 years. Excuse me, I'm sorry, go back. 1789, 70 years. 1859, Civil War, 70 years. 1929, Great Depression and a planned military coup of the U.S. government. And the end was supposed to be 1999, January. 1999 to the year 2000, January, was supposed to be the New World Order. That's why, Alex Jones started his Ratting and a Raven. lying like Orson Welles did in December 31st, 1999, about Putin launching an attack, World War III, and how they were closing down nuclear facilities, nuclear reactors in America, and that Putin had launched an attack in all kinds of all-out war in December 1999 in Russia, starting off. Well, I was personally in Kosovo and on the border there in Serbia and Kosovo, and I was working with, on my own, Russian intelligence myself because of my concern about Kosovo. Nobody else would give me information. I was keeping track of the terrorist organizations and their locations on a map and grid squares. No such thing happened at all in Kosovo, Russia, anywhere else in December 1999. Not one thing. It's a big lie on the radio. Family, we're supposed to have gone to World War III, started by Wesley Clark in June. Look up the man who tried to start World War III. Major General Michael Jackson, no kidding, disobeyed an order from the NATO commander, Wesley Powderpuff Clark, Rhodes Scholar, just like Ron Paul, they're all traitors. He disobeyed a command when he ordered a mechanized unit. James Blunt was leading it, by the way, no kidding. Reserve, lieutenant, tank, column, to stop the advance of the Russian Spetsnaz, 200 of them, from taking over the Russian Pristina airport. The hope was, the plan was to start a firefight that would start the contact point of a war between NATO and the Russian troops to kick off World War III, to justify martial law and put us into a new world order. It was stopped. American people never knew about this. But James Blunt, lieutenant, called back to Major General Michael Jackson and told him what was going on. He was ordered by this commander, American commander, Wesley Clark, to intercept the Russians as they took. They had guns drawn, and James Blunt stood down. He stood down. Michael Jackson said, "Let me talk to him." And Michael Jackson, General Michael Jackson, said, quote, "I'm not going to start World War III for you," unquote. Oh, yeah. So when you have Wesley Clark talking about being a patriot and a liar, let's continue. Speaking freely. What's all about. And the truth. The Cold War was a fraud. Always was. Terrorism is a fraud. Always was. It's called alternative false enemies. Constant conflict being inflicted upon the world by the Jesuits, by the Illuminati, secret societies, to bring us to a new world order. You get tired of conflict, we give you peace. We control the peace. And we'll microchip you. Used by corporate media, engineered ignorance, public opinion, and fear. It's not the Jews. It's Luciferian.
Nation, lock your doors and board up your windows because America is in a state of panic. I hope you're wearing a clean diaper. Because the United States government, in cooperation with cable news, has once again taken us to Code Brown. Jim?
High alert, is an attack imminent.
Americans have been put on notice. They may not be safe this month.
A global travel alert is now in effect for all Americans around the world. That's after sources say there's growing intelligence that Al-Qaeda is planning an attack. As a precaution, the U.S. is closing 22 embassies and consulates.
U.S. officials say an attack could happen anywhere in the world at any time. It could happen literally at any moment.
Yes, an attack is imminent. Any moment, anywhere, anytime. Look to your left. Look to your right. Both of those people could be terrorists. And what about that guy in the middle? He keeps looking around so much. What's he planning? Folks, this warning is exactly why we invested hundreds of billions of dollars in our intelligence gathering, surrendered our privacy, and let the NSA turn the Constitution into a choose-your-own-adventure. So we can get concrete, actionable intelligence like this.
Al-Qaeda appears to be planning something big, although we don't know the exact target or the exact method.
We still don't know the time, the date, or target of any attack.
What they don't know is the exact date, the exact location that that's going to occur, or the nature of it. Are they going to attack embassies? Are they going to attack hotels? We just don't know.
It just goes on and on, all the way back to George Washington. Two political parties. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld are forgiven horrendous war crimes. White House staff positions are filled with former lobbyists and Wall Street fat cats. Trillions go to banks, multinationals, and the Pentagon. Bank labor scandals, bank drug money laundering, racketeering, antitrust laws ignored. Patriot Act is authorized, drafted by Bush. War Powers Act by FDR. Nothing new. NDAA, allowing for indefinite detention of Americans without proof of trial, signed by Obama. Obama's just a puppet like everybody else. National Defense Authorization Act was brought about by Bush. Hello, John Warner, National Defense Authorization Act. Let's go on back. Nixon, Executive Order 11495. Let's go on back. FDR, let's go on back. Lincoln, keep on going back. Nothing new under the sun. It's Luciferian, family. You see? We all need to come together. Black, white, Hispanic, Chinese. We all have the same enemy. KKK, Black Panthers, you got the same enemy. This calls to fight y'all each other is what they're causing y'all to do. Monsanto Protection Act was originally signed by Obama. Obama's just carrying through what he's been trained to do. He's a play Muslim. He's a, like Bush is a play Christian. He ain't no Christian. He's a Luciferian, like Buchanan and all the doggone lot of them. You see, they play the role. A political party, two political parties. What's that for? An elephant and a donkey? You got to be kidding me. And libertarian, vegetarian, whatever. If it's Aryan, A-I-I-N, it's wrong. It don't make. So we all have a gang we live to. A political party. I always wondered about that when I was growing up. I said, well, so my family, Gambles, is Democrat. I said, well, what if I don't want to vote this Democrat thing? Well, your family. I said, I don't care if I'm family. If I don't agree with it, I'm not going to vote for it. I don't give a hoot about family. Well, you got to be kidding me, right? So he's a Republican. Well, I don't like them. They're Democrat. I just ain't going to vote then. I don't have to. If I don't like it, I ain't going to vote for it. Democrats like something. They say, we're going to do this. I don't like it. Well, I ain't got to vote for them. I don't give a hoot what family says. Then I realized, wait a minute. They picked the president. The voting don't work anyway. Feeney confirms under oath that it's rigged anyway. When Kerry and Bush went against, they've almost got caught. We've never elected a president in our history. Every election has been a fraud since George Washington. They've all been appointed. The election process has been a fraud, and that's been proven over and over. Yeah, let's go on. Rendition, warrantless searches, largest civilian surveillance program in history, are now taking place. They have the organizations put together. Guantanamo remains open. All they're doing is training terrorists down there to release them. Persecution whistleblowers. And they're taking whistleblowers they control Gulf oil spill, Fukushima, nuclear disaster, which is a played up. It's not as bad as they say it is. Chemicals, HARP trail, chemtrails. High frequency active oral research program, HARP, controls the weather. Your fundamental Christians think that God only controls the weather. No, they got synthetic telepathy. They have synthetic ways to control the weather through HARP. Satan's been a busy boy with scientific knowledge. But God's allowing it because of sin. It's going to end. Not right now. Tribulations must come. We've been at war ever since 9/11. By design. NSA actions. Security fears. Homeland Security. Americans against Americans. Corporate fascism. Goes back to 1915. Samuel Bush. War Industries Board. Forerunner of the military industrial complex. So now they're focusing on Obama, but they're not focusing on the Vatican that controls Obama. And the Roman families inside that control them. Now here's the problem where I have with truth tellers is they're talking about capitalists, but they're not naming names. They're not telling exactly who's doing it. They got these nebulous names that mislead you from the secret societies. You see? And that's the problem I got with some of these truth tellers that tell the truth, tell the truth, tell the truth, and all of a sudden, they go off and write a right angle somewhere else. Supernatural, what's going on today? We're at the end of the program. Woof, what happened, y'all? Family, all this about warmongering. Fear. When you got fear, where's the faith? When the government tells me to do something against God, I refuse to do it. But the laws are supposed to be based on the Bible. It gives man the opportunity to change, the opportunity to, because the country, when we as individuals sin against God, what befalls us? Trial and tribulation. The country reflects the biblical principles, but the leaders don't follow it. So the leaders will be judged. But when the country changes the laws to reflect anti-biblical principles, just like a human being would be judged, so will that country be judged. Y'all see what's happening? That's sneaky, isn't it? And that's exactly what they're doing it for. It's because once God turns away from America, because we've turned away from him with our laws, Katie, bar the door, it's coming down on us. You see? And don't be placated, because they'll say, well, we've won, we've defeated the bankers, we defeated the Illuminati, our Joel's army won. It will be a lie from the pit of hell. That's what they're planning on doing. Now, February the 4th, 2014, that was 2 days ago, article came out. It's called Our Special Today is Corn Chowder with Agent Orange. Yep, bring it to the corn. A lot of practice of Vietnam. Now they're bringing it to America. Same people. Article confirms it. They've been using other countries as well. Natabot technology. I found a lot of articles. People sent me some stuff too, but I usually do my own research, but I got people sending me stuff. Your life on 3D Earth may be almost over. Here are your planetary evacuation instructions. Yeah, that's from the fallen angels talking about this. Sananda Manuel. Family, your fake pre-trib rapture is coming, looks like. Talk about Nephilim. Barium in the atmosphere has something to do with the Nephilim that walks among us for their advancement and accelerated growth. I haven't determined exactly how that works yet. You've got Archangel Michael, or Gabriel. He is not the real Archangel. He is a fraud. He's a fallen angel. Archangel Michael, another fraud. He's not the real Archangel Michael. These are fallen angels, and they are in this country. They are in this world. They are real. Scientists are frozen speechless as shocking new DNA evidence reveals Nephilim existence. And they're telling you. You had another case here where a cop handcuffs an on-duty firefighter who for not moving his truck. You say, well, what's that got to do with it? Well, you'll find this article has been spouted off by Jones and all the rest of them and all over the United States. To show how despotic our country's become with these police that's doing all this is all set up. Cop shoots unarmed guy, cop shoots this, cop handcuffs that. They're bringing in the felons to be cops, and they're taking control. They want you to see this. They want you to shout up, yeah, we got to turn them over. We're going to have a world or a national police force. Okay. Yeah. Made up of 175,000 felons. I already talked about this a dozen times. Quote, you just shot an unarmed man. Witness says police shot his friend with his hands up. Come on now. He may have done it. Or not. Either way, it's reported as such. Oh, man, just keeps going. Marijuana goes mainstream with home delivery. Washington gives cannabis a green light. Pot of gold, cannabis, infused soda and lotions. Has a lot to do with the supernatural. And legalizing medical marijuana may lead to fewer suicides. Whoa. Hey, how about that? And the microchip implants cause fast-growing malignant tumors in lab animals. But they also say that the microchips won't cause cancer. Well, which one of you is right? You see what they're doing? Oh, they're tricky, tricky boys and girls. I'm going to tell you at the Council of Foreign Relations. Very tricky. And there's an article I want to cover later called Nephilim Sorcery. Smoke and fires of hell are now encircling the globe. I want to read this before I talk about it and analyze it. Family, this I got an article here about 9 huge government conspiracies that actually happened. And it talks about everything we've seen. They're coming out with the truth. And they tell you what they're doing, but nobody believes it. And that's how they want it. We try to tell you, people don't believe it either. That's how they want it. The U.S. Department of Treasury poisoned alcohol during Prohibition and people died. That's the truth. It happened in the 1920s. U.S. Public Health Service lied about treating black men with syphilis more than 40 years. They lied. They did do it. On purpose. More than 100 million Americans received a polio vaccine contaminated with potentially cancer-causing virus. That happened. 1954 to 1961. And you know why? To start the elimination of baby boomers who were raised by those from World War I, World War II parents that learned about sovereignty, patriotism, gave offspring to us baby boomers. They wanted to start the slow kill process. Vaccinations are to kill. Parts of the Gulf of Tonkin incident led to U.S. invention in Vietnam. Never happened. That's true. You already heard about that. Military leaders reportedly planned terrorist attacks in the U.S. to drum up support for the war against Cuba. Now you know that happened. Northwoods, Operation Northwoods, and the missing of the Maine. There's your bonus. The government tested the effects of LSD on unwitting U.S. and Canadian citizens. That's a fact. It happened. 1974, CIA resurfaced a sunken Soviet submarine with three nuclear-armed missiles on it. They did. U.S. government sold weapons to Iran, violating an embargo, and used the money to support Nicaraguan militants. Knights of Malta lied about it. Reagan lied. Late Reagan's a liar. Anyway, he's an actor. What do you expect? Making people think he's a Christian, making people think he's great. Not at all. You'll find them pictures with him and his cousin Nixon, that's right, at Bohemian Grove. Got pictures of it. Oliver North was a Knights of Malta. Gia Frieda, I talked about that yesterday. And then on this one, a public relations firm organized congressional testimony that propelled the U.S. involvement in Persian Gulf War. And there's that little actress, Naira, who started crying because of the incubators. It never happened. Really good actress. There you go. Family, do your research. You don't want to do your research? Then get close to God through the King James Bible. Then forget about it. Because they lose anyway. Family, the reason I try to expose it is so they will hear, they will know they're exposed, and hopefully somebody will come forth and start telling the truth. Or at least one of them will say, I'm just don't want to be a part of this anymore. And renounce a blood oath. Get out of the Knights of Malta. Protect your family. You're going to have trouble when you do that. You're going to lose your job. Probably lose your rank. Probably get passed over by for general or colonel or major, whatever. Better being passed over than passed down to hell. Do the math on that. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. All the good deeds in the world will not get you out of it. It will not happen. You cannot trust one 501c3 church. The 501c3 tax-exempt church is controlled by the government. And the government will tell the preacher what he will and what he won't preach and which Bible he'll use. That's what it's used for. They don't tell you about that. They get a package. And the Freemasons inside the church organizations make sure the preacher does what he's supposed to do. And I know for a fact that when they preach the gospel about adultery, about all this other that goes on, they're approached by the Freemasons of that church and said, we know about all that, but you don't really need to be talking about it. I know that for a fact. Family, pray. Seek Jesus Christ only. It's not religion. Get out of religion. Get out of the church. But go to Jesus. It's not sitting there listening to some preacher talk unless he's leading you to repentance. You have some out there. Not too many. Mega churches are worthless. That's what they made them that way. That's the purpose of them. To lead you away from the truth. If your church is a 501c3, get out of there. Family, got to go. I think I must have inundated you all with a lot of information today, I do think. But, I try to tie the loose ends together, connect the dots to show you how this is all set up. And that's the purpose of the broadcast. The Bible study tonight, spiritual warfare, combating the dark forces. We'll continue on. And tomorrow, Friday, Bible study, broadcast again. Let you all know we are played up in highportradio.net. That's highportradio.net. John Kirkler emails highportradio@yahoo.com. Highportradio, one word, @yahoo.com. And that's John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-L-A-R. Played up there in, he has network or studio up there in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And he's got a list of sponsors there. Give him a hand. Also, KBLU Radio plays us simulcasting on occasion and plays us, our Bible studies, and our broadcast also at Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio. Thomas up there. Also, send him your prayers. Family, let's get to moving. Start to studying. Get to praying. Family, you can't trust these political agendas. You can't trust those at the highest level. You can trust Jesus. That's where it ends. And those that preach another gospel, those that preach another Bible, irrefutably, is wrong. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. The only true word of God is the King James Bible. They can dance around it. They can do somersaults, backflips, all they want. They can say the older's better. They can say, well, it's a good Bible, but there's others. They're lying or they're grossly misinformed. The King James is the only Bible. And this is not an opinion. It's a provable fact. Jerusalem Bible is not Bible of God. He uses the word Yeshua. And the reason they use the word Yeshua is they think Yeshua, Sananda Emmanuel, the fallen angel, they know who it is going to be their Messiah because they reject Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Big mistake. That's why they try to bring the word, the name Yeshua and Jeshua. It's a fraud the way they're using it. And the book of Enoch was never written by Enoch. In no way possible. The prophecies were passed down, as talked about in Jude, but not a book of Enoch. A book of Enoch was written before Christ, but by the occult means, just like all the other Gnostic versions that do not belong in the Bible. Thomas, the Gospel of Thomas, of Judas, Mary, Jasher, they do not belong in the Bible. Not God-inspired. I don't know what it's referred to. Because there's some truth in Jasher. But he was not inspired by God. But there's some truth in the book of Jasher. Because it's mentioned in the Bible. But it doesn't mean it belongs in the Bible. Because everything in the Bible is 100% God-inspired. Through his prophets and disciples. Family, y'all have a good night. And I'll see y'all tonight at 7:30 Bible study or tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And know that Jesus Christ is the only one that's going to solve this. Only Jesus. There is no other. No human being can do it. And certainly no fallen angel named Sananda, Maitreya, whatever. Halloween on steroids. Jesus is real. Y'all have a good night. I'll see y'all tomorrow or tonight if you study. This is the Watchman for Jesus signing off.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
good night, God bless, and the radio, the program will continue with a 24-hour loop. Have a great evening. God bless. Signing off.